If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of March 1975, we count it a joy to be able to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is our happy privilege to come into your home or into your place of business or into the hotel, a motel room, or the hospital room, or there in the rest home, or in your automobile, or wherever you are today. It is our joy to bring the gospel of redeeming grace to you by means of radio. Today, March the 2nd, is a very important day with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Today we celebrate our 21st anniversary and homecoming, 21 years in business for God. From its beginning 21 years ago in a store building on Wichita Street, Worth Baptist Church has come a long way. Today, more than 500 people are attending the Sunday school regularly here at Worth Baptist Church, and our Sunday school goal for this special day is 750. Through these years, many people have been won to Christ. Many people have come to know the Savior through the ministry of Worth Baptist Church here in the city of Fort Worth and around the world through our missionary program. We are currently supporting or helping to support more than 70 missionaries in more than 20 foreign countries to the ends of the earth. Our missionary outreach is one of the strong points of our church. We are reaching out into the city, across the metroplex, and around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We give to you now a special invitation to come and visit with us on anniversary day, today at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. It will be an anniversary and homecoming Sunday school, and there's a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of our Sunday school here at Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And we believe that the Bible has the answer to the many questions that confront us in these dark and dismal days of the 20th century. Yes, we believe God has the answer through Jesus Christ our Lord. And He has given us the answer within the framework of His holy book, the Bible. So we invite you to come and study the Bible with us today in our Sunday school at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service will be an anniversary service, and it meets at 11 o'clock, and we would be more than happy to have you to come and share the good things of the Lord with us here on Anniversary Sunday, March the 2nd, 1975, celebrating our 21st year in business for God. Our Sunday evening worship service begins at 7. I will be speaking tonight from the subject, The Mighty Angel and the Little Book. This is another of the messages in a series of messages entitled 1975 in Prophecy. This could well be the year of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Scriptures are fulfilled. World events point to the end of the age. The movement in the Middle East, the nation Israel, all of these things indicate that the coming of Christ is soon. All of the crises, the shortages, the problems, the difficulties that face Americans and that face people around the world say to us that soon the Lord Jesus Christ will come and He will take away His waiting bride to be forever with Him in the world above. Jesus put it this way, I am going away to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So in these closing days of this age, immediately prior, we believe, to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we urge you to be faithful to Christ, to be in Sunday school and church, to serve the Lord, and to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. Remember, we are reserving a place for you and for your family on anniversary day, today, March the 2nd, here at Worth Baptist Church. Again, our anniversary Sunday school goal is 750, and we want you to be one of that great number to study God's Word in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, and to worship the Lord through the day in the scheduled services of Worth Baptist Church. Our motto in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme is nothing is impossible, and we believe that. God is a God who specializes in the impossible, and we believe God is able to do far above anything that we could ask or think or expect. Then our golden text for 1975 in the ministry of Worth Baptist Church is Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We believe this. We're standing upon that promise, and we want to share with you these good things here at Worth Baptist Church, where we are alive in 75 for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth, and our new location is 14 acres adjoining the Fort Worth State School, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 at Campus Drive. That's just a short distance from the Tarrant County Junior College, the South Campus. So we're looking forward to moving in that area in the near future. But until then, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we'll be looking forward to seeing you today on Anniversary Sunday, when we celebrate today our 21st year in business for God. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. You can receive the cassette tapes of Worth Baptist Hour or any of the tapes of the messages preached in the regular services of Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to write today to inquire how you can receive these tapes. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled Divine Benefits. And I want to read from the 116th Psalm, beginning at verse 12. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, how glad we are today that we can speak boldly and unapologetically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would pray today that the Holy Spirit would direct this message to every heart, to every listener in this hour, however close in they might be, or however far away they might be. Whatever their state or status today, I pray that the Holy Spirit would bless them by being tuned to Worth Baptist Hour. We pray, dear Lord, especially for our sick and shut-in friends, those who cannot get out today to worship Thee in public assembly. We pray that Thou wouldst bless them and comfort them and sustain them. Bless those hearts that are bereaved because of sadness and sorrow and tragedy and loss within their homes. Make a special blessing to every heart by the Holy Spirit is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in Psalm 116 at verse 12, the psalmist asked this question: What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. I will offer to Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. divine benefits. My friend, everything that you have and everything that you will ever hope to have will be of the Lord. Everything that you are and everything that you ever hope to be will be because of the love and the mercy and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul puts it this way in his great sermon on Mars Hill. Paul said, in Him, that is, in Christ Jesus, we live and move and have our being. James words it like this, every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father. So, my friend, you are indebted to God today. It was God who created you. It is God who sustains your life. It is God who has your eternal welfare in His own heart and in His own program. And God has the destiny of your soul in His hand today. You don't make one move without His knowing it. Why, the Bible says that not even a sparrow falleth from the sky, but what God knows about it. So God knows all about you today. He knows where you are in this hour. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you are going to do today and what the plans are in your life tomorrow. God knows everything about you. And God is vitally concerned in your spiritual welfare. Not only that, but God is concerned in your material and physical welfare. God is standing by to help you. He gives you this invitation, call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. If you are despondent and in despair and ready to give up today, don't give up. Look up. God is able. My friend, He's able to do far more than you could ever expect of Him. The psalmist again asked the question, what shall I do? What shall I render? What shall I give to God for all the benefits that He's given me? Well, just what are some of those benefits that God has given you? They are so many. And there are so many ways that God has blessed us that we could scarcely begin to name them. No wonder the psalmist said in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Yes, God has blessed you. And God has given you so many benefits today that you could not name them. Let's just observe several of the benefits that God has given you. First of all, there's the benefit of life unending. Jesus said in John 5:24, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. My friend, that is life that knows no end. Life unending is yours, and it is a benefit of God to you, an unworthy, undeserving creature that you are. God gives to you a life that shall never end. Then there's the benefit of love unequaled. Oh, my friend, we know nothing of love apart from God, for God is love. And the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, and that means you, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I read in John 15:13, where Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. My friend, there is no greater love than this. The greatest expression of love the world has ever known is when Jesus Christ died a sacrificial, substitutionary death upon the cross for you. You see, He has given to you that love that is unequaled, that is unparalleled, that is unmatched. God loves you, the guilty sinner that you are. Remember this. in spite of all your sins, in spite of all your past, God loves you with a love that is unequaled. There's another benefit that I would speak of today, and that is the benefit of wisdom unpolluted. I read in James 1:5, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not." Now the wisdom that is from man, earthly wisdom, James says, is sensuous. In fact, he says it's devilish. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. This is the wisdom that is from above. It is indeed unpolluted. God will give you that wisdom to run your life, to operate your business, your home, and whatever you are doing today. Maybe you're having difficulties on the job. Maybe you're having domestic problems, financial problems, and you don't know which way to turn. Turn to God, my friend, and ask Him for wisdom, because He has promised to give you wisdom unpolluted from above. Then there's the benefit of joy unspeakable. We read in 1 Peter 1:8, "Whom having never seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." The joy that Jesus Christ gives is an unspeakable, indescribable, ineffable joy. No one can measure the limits of the joy that God gives to the believer, to the person whose faith is anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to know Him today as personal Savior. Do you know Him? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you been born again? Have your sins been washed away in the blood of the Lamb? If not, my friend, you can come today and trust Him as your own Savior, and you too can have that joy unspeakable in Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Another benefit that God gives us is peace unsurpassable. I read in Philippians 4, 6, and 7 where Paul tells us, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds by Christ Jesus." This world cannot give you lasting peace. Washington cannot bring lasting peace. The United Nations cannot formulate a lasting peace upon the earth. But my friend, God can give you peace. Jesus said it, "I give you my peace. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The peace of God passes all understanding. It's the greatest feeling in all the earth to know that we have the peace of God in our hearts, and you can have it this moment by your simple childlike faith in Jesus Christ. Then there's the benefit of hope unconquerable. Paul writes to Titus in chapter 2 at verse 11, "For the grace of God which bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, godly, righteously in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." My friend, the only hope that you have today is in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no hope from the capitals of the world. There's no hope from the stock market. There's no hope from the Supreme Court. There's really no hope from the White House. Our hope transcends all of these lesser hopes, and our hope is in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you ready for His return? Are you watching for Him? Are you looking for Him? Are you waiting for Him? My friend, the Bible says, "Unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation." These wonderful benefits, let me ask you, what are you going to do about it? What will you give God in return for all His benefits? Well, the psalmist said, "I will trust Him for my salvation. I will commune with Him in prayer. I will give him sacrifices of thanksgiving. I will pay the vows that I made unto the Lord. I will worship the Lord in public worship. Paul writes to the Hebrews, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, and all the more as you see the day approaching. My friend, if there were ever a time you need to be in public worship, it is today. Public worship is God's way. It is the pattern and the plan and the program of the New Testament for Christians to assemble themselves together to worship God in the sanctuary of the Lord, in the church. This is God's way, and this is God's will for your life. What will you render to the Lord for all the benefits? Will you give Him this day? Will you give Him His own day back to Him in service and in worship? Will you render unto the Lord all that you have and all that you can render? Will you give Him your heart and your life? Will you offer to Him sacrifices of joy? Will you today come and in public worship say to the world, I am rendering unto God all that I can because of His benefits and His blessings in my life? This would be the noble thing for you to do. This would be the right thing, the best thing, to get your family ready and come today to worship the Lord. Come at 10 o'clock to Sunday school to study God's Word. At 11 o'clock, and then again at 7 this evening, in the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Let me say again that on this anniversary day, we would be more than happy to share with you the good things of the Lord as you come and visit with us on our anniversary day as we celebrate our 21st anniversary and homecoming today here at Worth Baptist Church. And until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.